Any driver charged with drink driving, convicted of drink driving in Queensland, will face a period of disqualification. For general range drink driving, that is, a level between 0.5 and 0.99, the disqualification for a first offence in the last 5 years is 1 to 9 months, and that driver almost always will be eligible to make a work licence application, which may extend the period of disqualification somewhat, but the driver can still drive for work. Middle range drink driving is the next level up, and that is 0.1 through to 0.149. The licence is immediately suspended, although it is possible in some situations to apply for an interim licence through to the final court date. And it's also possible, if there's no previous convictions in the last 5 years and other criteria are met, to still apply for a work licence. The period of disqualification runs between 3 and 12 months, and it may vary upward if a work licence is granted. High range drink driving, that is 0.15 and above, debars the driver from seeking a work licence other than an interim work licence application to stay on the road for those critical few weeks or so until the matter is finalised in court. But to even do that, there must not be any convictions for drink driving in the last 5 years. There are other offences that can catch people relating to drink driving. The first is being in charge of a motor vehicle. Quite often someone is sleeping in the car after being out for a period of time. They may still be carrying a high blood alcohol content of alcohol after being out all evening. They're trying to do the right thing, and it's very important to determine whether they are still legally in charge of the vehicle. Even if they're in the car, even if they have the keys, they may still even be in the front seat, but there are certain defences and rebuttals available, depending on the circumstances, particularly if they've called for someone to come and get them, and they've taken steps to divest themselves of effective control of the vehicle. The other charge which often catches people, and sometimes they haven't been drinking a great deal, and that is failing to provide. There are two situations where this can occur. Firstly, at the roadside, where for whatever reason someone may be stressed or panicked and they fail to adequately provide a sample of breath. That gives the officer the grounds to take the person to the station, where they're given a second opportunity to provide a sample of breath. If they fail at that time, that is a serious offence and it's deemed to be at the same level as high range drink driving. That not only debars them from a long-term work license application, but also debars them from other latitudes available, particularly they have to put interlock in the car. The disqualification range starts at 6 months and can be quite longer. And often if people are overreacting, it is better to be honest and candid, give the sample of breath, because if it is below 0.15, the opportunity is still there in many cases to obtain a work license.